Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, sopa.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your fantasy sports news update. A lot happening over the weekend. We'll get started with those Major League Baseball wild card game stipulations, and then we'll get into the NFL recap. Starting it off, the Orioles walk-off win after a 23-2 loss to the Astros. Rio Ruiz hits a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth to carry the Baltimore Orioles over the Houston Astros 8-7 Sunday, ending the Astros' eight-game winning streak in stunning fashion. Now we'll go into some of the wild card implications. Starting with the American League, the Indians beat the Twins 7-3. Carlos Santana's grand slam in the 10th gave Cleveland the win, as both teams sit in the top wild card spot because both teams are tied in the American League Central Division. The Rays took down the Mariners 1-0. Eric Sogard's solo home run gave Tampa Bay the victory. The Rays sit right on the cusp of the American League wild card. And the Oakland Athletics took down the White Sox 2-0. They sit a game and a half out of the American League wild card. Switching over to the National League, the Nationals took down the New York Mets 7-4 as Drubal Cabrera hits a tie-breaking two-run double against his former team in the top of the seventh to lead the Nats to a win. The Mets take the series 2-1. Couldn't win that last game, though, but they now sit a game out of the wild card. The Rangers beat the Brewers 1-0. Mike Minor struck out 11 over 8 innings as the Brew Crew fall to half a game out of the wild card spot. The team that takes their spot is the St. Louis Cardinals, 11-9, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates. With the win, the Cardinals sit at the second wild card spot. And, of course, Philly falling to the San Francisco Giants 6-9. Kevin Pillar hits a tie-breaking triple in the bottom of the eighth to give the Giants the win. Phillies fall to two games behind the wild card. All right, now let's get into it. The National Football League Week 1 preseason took place on Friday. The Steelers took down the Bucks 30-28. Mason Rudolph went 5 of 8, 91 yards, and two touchdowns. And I know Dane Martinez will be happy about this one. His draft pick, James Washington.
Yeah, had, buddy.
Yeah, well, you stole him from me on Friday, so I'm glad he's doing well for you.
Four catches. Okay, if Antonio Brown doesn't play, you got Terrell Williams. We could talk shop.
We'll get into that. We'll definitely get into that in a little bit. James Washington, 4 catches, 84 yards, and one touchdown. The Vikings took down the Saints 34-25. Teddy Bridgewater went 14 of 19, 134 yards, and a touchdown against his former team. Kirk Cousins had a drive in there himself. He went 4 for 4 with 65 yards and a touchdown. And on Saturday,
the touchdown was to Alexander Mattison, the rookie out of Boise State that I told you guys about Friday's show.
You said it, Dane. You're hitting all your marks here in this fantasy drafts. You seem to have a knack for this.
They do call me the spitting statistician for a reason. We help you win your leagues and win that cash.
Yeah, well, don't come screaming for Kareem Hunt, man, in week 9 when you need him. That's all I'm saying.
No, the most talked about draft pick in the entire draft. Oh. Maybe we should get into that in the second hour, but I digress.
Was that the most talked about draft pick, or was it Yang taking the Bears defense in 11?
The Bears defense did early. Yang, I mean, I love Yang, though.
So do I.
So I don't want to go on it. However, at 7 p.m. on Fantasy Freestyle, we will recap the Pit of Misery draft.
Oh, that was quite a miserable pit draft indeed. All right, we'll continue on with it. The Chiefs took down the Bengals 38-17 on Saturday. Pat Mahomes went up another perfect drive, 4 for 4, 66 yards. The Raiders took down the Rams with, get this, remember this name, Nate Peterman, going 9 of 12, 66 yards.
I like that guy. Hey, that guy got some mocks.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Gruden, whatever you say. He also had 3 rushes for 56 yards. One of those rushes was a 50-yard scramble to set up his touchdown score. And on Saturday, the 49ers taking down the Cowboys 17-9. Debo Samuel, the second-round draft pick out of USC, went two catches with 61 yards. All right, let's get into some of those big news stories, guys. Some sad news out of Pittsburgh training camp. Steelers wide receiver coach Darrell Drake passes away suddenly at age 62. He was an assistant coach for 16 years. He was wide receiver coach with the Bears and Cardinals before making his way to Pittsburgh last season. A lot of players like Juju Smith-Schuster, Larry Fitzgerald, Bruce Arians even, sending their condolences. So we want to send our condolences to the Pittsburgh Steelers camp and anybody over at St. Vincent. They canceled practice at Latrobe, actually, for the occasion. And, of course, another Steelers story. Well, I guess not a Steelers story anymore, but Joe, you mentioned it before the break. Wide receiver Antonio Brown is filing a grievance against the NFL for his helmet policy. The funny thing about this is he's upset with the helmet policy and the NFLPA, their stance on it. So essentially, he's fighting over his own union.
So the Players Association. Yeah, the Players Association is down with, you know, another helmet for player safety. That's what the union is trying to do.
Exactly. You would think he would be on the side of the guys fighting for his health, considering all the injuries he's had. And it's funny, too. I did my grad thesis on concussions, and really? This guy does not seem to know the length of this injury and how bad it could be.
Wasn't there that guy on the Buffalo Bills, like Kelso or whatever, who had the crazy extra helmet, right, that like popped out? He looks like that Martian guy from the Flintstones with his extra padding helmet. Didn't they have to do that at one point in time?
I think you might be right, but at the end of the day, it's the 2019, and you have to follow the rules of the policy.
We should ask our Buffalo Bills guys, Gabe.
We need Gabe and Sean.
Jason Kelsey or Kelso, something like that. Mark Kelso.
It's just insane. This is a serious injury. You guys just got to wear the helmets. They're trying to help you guys.
Or it's just the narrative because they know
he's
on the field.
Well, maybe it's a little too late for him. Maybe the damage is already done.
Exactly. We know he's on the field for frostbite. But sending it back to Dane and Joe on this Monday morning, helping you make it rain, I'm Alex Fasano for the Fantasy Sports News Update.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez on this Monday as we try to make heads or tails of what the news and the storylines coming out from over the weekend, including plenty of NFL talk. And if you are a Arizona Cardinal, apparently management has a very hard time not drinking and driving. The Cardinals, not only did they cut a defensive lineman after he was arrested during camp because of an incident that happened at a strip club back in May, but their COO also gets pulled over and gets a DUI. Not to mention Steve Keim, the general manager last year. He, too, got pulled over for a DUI last year. He missed, I think, the first six games and was fined $200,000. I don't know what you're going to do to the COO, but things continue to be a hot mess for the Arizona Cardinals. And that's a pretty big loss. It's an expensive loss. They ended up cutting the kid, Darius Philon. And the problem with that is they guaranteed him at least $5 million of a $10 million contract. So by cutting him, he basically gets himself a $5 million paycheck to not play with them. Just crazy, crazy stuff as always with the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, how in the world does your general manager last year and now your CEO, how do two guys, the higher ups in your organization, get busted for a DUI within 12 months of each other? Not a good look for the organization, to say the least, Dane.
No, Joe, what they have to do is what I just said last hour. They got to hit the Mets at plus 205. They got to hit the under, and then they got to go take an Uber home. Forget this drunk driving
crazy
stuff. They gotta go take an Uber home, bro.
I mean, we're not talking. Listen, we're not talking dudes who, you know, can't afford an Uber ride here. These guys these guys have so much money they shouldn't be driving anyway. Period. I don't understand. I'll never understand that. But because they've already pretty much gone on record zero tolerance policy for everything. Amdichie now, who's with Miami. Fill on this guy, and now what are you going to do? It's just a terrible look for the NFL and certainly for the Cardinals all the way around. There is a Kaepernick story, though, that seems to be surfacing. Could he be on his way back to the NFL? We'll give you who's mentioning him. We'll tell you who that is coming up. Make it rain.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Game time decisions.
I am celebrating my birthday Saturday, so I'm right there with you.
All right.
Picking up anybody at the airport.
No. But I'm picking up a hot chick at the airport, so.
All right, you might win that. You just collected that information.
Yeah, you'll be spending the birthday with the wife and kids. To them, it'll just be another day.
But cold water.
The gloves are off early here.
Watch live weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, Monday, August the 12th, people, here we go. Hour number two, Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, and we'll get to some of these other headlines here in the NFL, including the Dallas Cowboys quarterback situation. Well, he's due for a payday, and well, he was offered a substantial payday, but apparently it doesn't seem like it's going to be enough. We'll give you that. But I do want to mention I was thrown to the wolves there on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And was put into a fantasy draft here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with the best of the best here in fantasy sports. And I'm still trying to figure out how Dane managed to get the first pick in the draft. I'm still not quite sure how that happened, but not saying it's rigged or anything here. But we got Davis Maddox in this. I mean,
yeah.
George Kurtz, you know, the Frank Stan with the sure. Best of the best in this. So I apparently, as I'm eating a sandwich with my left hand and trying to peruse there, trying to figure out who I'm going to pick, sure. I picked Kareem Hunt, and apparently the entire panel blew up on me as it was live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio
sure
Network.
Was.
And I unfortunately wasn't listening in. I didn't hear it until Dane had let me know that I was getting crushed on the panel there for going with Kareem Hunt. Now, in full disclosure, I may have Well, I may have been wrong on the amount of games that he was suspended. I may have thought there was four games and forgot
it
was eight. But listen, neither here nor there. I still ended up picking him. And I don't regret it because if I can stay afloat till in the hunt there until week number eight, I got reinforcements coming.
I like that, Joe. And you know what, Joe? I also like that you accept, you know, the accountability and say, you know, the difference between four or eight. That makes a lot more sense, Joe, if you thought he was going for four games versus eight. And then the Browns' bye is also week nine. So we're talking about until week 10 here, pretty much, which would leave you, as most people know, most times the regular season in fantasy football ends, you know, week 13. So you got Kareem Hunt for weeks 10, 11, 12, and 13. And hopefully he will be, you know, the cherry that puts you over the top. And listen, Joe, I ain't mad at getting Kareem Hunt, but you just did it early. You just did it in the seventh round, you know, and so that's the thing. The relative value, and that's what it was. And you left me there on the panel having to be like, nah, 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 that's my man Joe. Well, he's got an idea. Don't worry about it. He's crazy like a fox. We'll see. So I was trying to represent for Make It Rain. It's interesting. They randomized the draft order, Joe. And yes, I did get the number one pick. But I do want to make a point here. I actually traded out of the number one pick, Joe. I traded down to number three. And I did that with our guy, Chris Ventura, the closer, who hosts Fantasy Frenzy here on the network. And I did it because, ironically, in a couple of other industry drafts, expert drafts, I've had the number one pick. And so I have already, I have multiple shares of Saquon Barkley already. And so I'm just trying to diversify a little bit, Joe, because if Saquon goes down with an Achilles or an ACL, I want it only ruining like two of my teams, not seven of my teams. You know what I mean? So I went with Alvin Kamara at the top. But no, there was no collusion there. I didn't even know I had the first pick until about, you know, an hour before the draft went down. I was like, oh, word? Cool. Does anybody want to trade it? was basically my response.
Listen, I got David Johnson and Tyreek Hill, number one and two. I'm good,
not
man. That was, after that, it was pure, it was drawing out of a hat, brother. Drawing out of a hat from there. So I am, it was a lot of fun, though. That was a good time. And it was interesting.
Week, Joe, that we play each other in this league where we're playing against each other. And, you know, we'll maybe I'll let you set my lineup against you. And you can, I'll set your lineup. Or something like that. Maybe we'll have the callers.
Perfect.
Maybe we'll have Niffin come on in and set our lineups for us or something like that.
Love this.
But it should be fun. It should be fun.
Yes. No, it is. It's a good time. And it was a lot of fun. And I can tell you this, too, guys. You can, you know, you can learn an awful lot about fantasy football by just checking out the draft boards on some of when, you know, when guys like Dane and company, when you see who goes where in these draft orders and the process, because it is a process that goes down. There's a, you know, it's not just throw crap against the wall and see what sticks. Like, they do have, except for, I think for Jim Day, who just anybody that was, I guess, good back in 2010, he drafted. Like the 2010 All-Star team.
He did. There are some players there that are getting up in age. And you're right, Joe. You can learn a lot. And one of the points that I'll make, I've said it to you, Joe, is the idea of wait on quarterback. Right.
Yes.
I was Joe. I was the last person out of the 12 to draft a quarterback, Joe. And you said I was the first pick. So I had the turn. Right. Joe, I didn't draft my first quarterback until the 14th round, Joe.
You did good, man.
The 14th round, okay? Yep. And my quarterbacks, I took two. My quarterbacks are still Jameis Winston and Big Ben Roethlisberger. And what that is the safe, I call it safe and upside. Big Ben led the damn NFL in passing yards this year, okay, last year. And Jameis with Bruce Arians, we all think that's the upside guy. One of those two guys, Joe, will be a top 12 quarterback in fantasy this year.
Yes.
And I'll just cast this the other one. And I waited until the 14th round to draft my first quarterback.
Yeah, no, you did a lot. And listen, Patrick Mahomes went early on, which I guess is to be understood, you know. And so it's, but you're right. A majority of these quarterbacks, and let that be known if you guys are doing your drafts this week. The majority of these, once we got to round 11 and down, it was, you know, you picked a quarterback at that point. So you really got 10, 11 rounds before you started to see the bulk of the, that's how important quarterbacks are, by the way, in season long, and fantasy situations. So it was,
Joe, it's because the passing league, everybody's throwing for 4,000 yards now, right? So the variance isn't as big. Your seventh best quarterback and your 14th best quarterback, there's going to be a difference of 300 yards over the whole season. What is that? You know, 20 a week? What is that? Yep. 1 point a week? Meanwhile, you apply the same exercise, Joe, to the running back position, and the difference between the 10th best running back and the 20th best running back, yeah, that's a real difference. And so that is, in fact, the reason why. I keep telling you, Joe, if there's 12 teams in your league, take the top 11 off the board and look at what's left. Are you comfortable with that? If the answer is yes, then wait. And the answer should usually be yes. That's what you do in round seven. Be like, oh, these teams have quarterbacks. There's only four teams left that don't have a quarterback. Let me take the next three off the board. Am I comfortable with what's left? Yep, you probably will be. You apply that test all the time. Don't feel pressure.
Good stuff, man. That was very educational. You can learn a lot, guys, just by watching some of these drafts and look at these draft boards of the guys that know what they're doing here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And maybe a quarterback that should have gone, because maybe he's on his way back to the NFL, is Colin Kaepernick, whose name was dropped by the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend, because we know they lost Nate Sudfeld, their backup quarterback, to Carson Wentz. And he's expected to miss at least 2 months, of course, which leaves the Eagles a little thin there behind Carson Wentz at the quarterback position. And he hasn't played since 2006, Kaepernick. And every time a quarterback gets hurt, everybody keeps bringing up Colin Kaepernick. Now, Kaepernick, of course, released videos a couple weeks ago. He's ready. He's in shape. Yada, yada, yada. Well, the Eagles quarterback coach, Press Taylor, seemed to have dropped his name in a interview over the weekend, and of course that's gotten the NFL wheel of rumors buzzing around. He says I don't know if I can speak to Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback. I don't know if I can speak to him. He says right now, but I'm a little focused on the guys in the building like Cody Kessler. But as minute that you brought up Kaepernick's name, already they ran with this over the weekend. Is there any scenario you see that Colin Kaepernick will be on an NFL team this year?
Well, I mean, what was the result of the lawsuit and stuff, right? Like, yeah, there was collusion, but there's not any more.
Right.
So I don't really know. Like, I'll give you that he may not be one of the top 32 quarterbacks left in the world. But, Joe, there's 3 and 4 on each team in camp right now. So you'd be hard-pressed to prove to me that he's not one of the best 96 quarterbacks on the planet.
Yeah. It'll be interesting who's going to roll those dice, if they roll them at all. We'll talk Philly about the other town. Quarterback Whoa. in Big D. Talk about that coming up here. Make it rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? RotoExperts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the RotoExperts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Antonio Brown has been found.
Hey, 303 overall.
Chris, he goes to the closer, Chris Ventura. I guess you're not really worried about his whereabouts.
I guess not. Listen, my plan coming in was to get, two wide receivers right here at this turn, since I have Saquon, my bell cow, already. But I'm not too concerned about it. I think he'll end up playing. They'll end up finding him somewhere. And listen, Antonio Brown's a wide receiver one when he's on the field.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, welcome back in here on this Monday as we look to, we look to make it rain. It's exactly what we'll do. We'll take a look at the lineup ahead this week. Obviously, Major League Baseball, some games back at it today. We'll talk about some of our make it rain favorites. But of course, you guys know the NFL preseason is here as we have another slate of games this Thursday and season-long football. Well, the drafts, they're in full swing, guys. If you head over to rotoexperts.com, you can check out the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package. It includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You've got Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts covering you with Dynasty, season-long, and best ball formats, giving you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy season-long fantasy football you play. So save 10%, rotoexperts.com. The promo code is FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And we're talking about it's not good in Dallas here, people. It is, and I know everyone is giving us the same old, oh, it's Jerry, everything's going to be fine, they'll work it out. Well, it's one thing to have one franchise guy that you've got to try and negotiate with, but to have three guys at the same time is a little unprecedented here, as they are talking to Ezekiel Elliott, they're talking to Dak Prescott, they're talking to Amari Cooper. All three of these guys are seeking big paydays. And, you know, it's funny, Ezekiel Elliott was the only guy that truly, they had 2 years left on his deal, so, you know, he's kind of he's pushed the clock up a little bit here by holding out right now, saying he wants a new deal. But Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper, and Dak has told us he's not going to be receptive to a Cowboy-friendly deal to put better play. He's not going with that. Like, he wants his money. And we heard over the weekend that he was offered, according to The Athletic, he had an offer of an annual value of about $30 million a year. That was the offer that was put out there by the Cowboys. Now, that offer would put him in the top five of quarterbacks being paid, right along Matt Ryan. They both would have right around the same annual figure there. But we also heard that Dak's like, yeah, no, that ain't happening either. So he's turned down the original offer that was put out there of around $30 million a year. Now, I think all of this is going to be, now, that $30 million number sounds right, Dane. It sounds good. But really, I think this is all going to be about the guaranteed money in the NFL with these contracts. Matt Ryan is guaranteed $94.5 million. And I'm sure, even though the $30 million number is along what Matt Ryan is getting, if they're not guaranteeing him somewhere close to that number, that's probably why Dak Prescott has turned down the offer, not for the $30 million, but simply because $30 million with $50 million guaranteed versus $30 million and $95 million guaranteed. Those are two very different offers, and that looks like what we've got going on here right now with Dak Prescott.
Yeah, and let me also remind you, that was the same thing with Le'Veon Bell about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was like, Pittsburgh did offer them a contract, and it would be good, but it didn't have the guaranteed money part of it, okay? And that is what players care about these days, because NFL contracts are written on toilet paper, and the team has the right to just cut you or rip them up at any given time. So that's why the guaranteed money is what people are looking for. That's why, for example, last year, Russell Wilson's deal was so unprecedented, because I believe it was like almost fully guaranteed. That's what people are looking at. So when you see these deals out there, oh, this guy has 5 years for 130 mil, whatever, that is not what it's really about. It's about the guaranteed money. So I understand that Dak doesn't believe that the 30 million is the real number, the same way Lev Bell didn't. Yep. However,
yeah, guarantees,
I'm telling you,
big.
Joe, what's that?
Guarantees are big, man.
Yeah,
it's everything in the NFL.
Money is really what it's about. It's not about the numbers that get reported on the bottom line. But here's what I'll also say, Joe. If I'm Dak, I'm taking a deal. I really am, Joe. And here's why. You said it would make him, like, what, in the top five at the quarterback position? He is not a top five quarterback, okay? He is getting the benefit of the doubt because of the positional value of quarterback and because he's above 500. You know, like, when we talk about this at the running back position, we talked about Melvin Gordon, Zeke Elliott, Le'Veon Bell. If they're, like, above that line of really adding value above replacement, you know, kind of are they a value add to their team? And Ezekiel Elliott absolutely is. That's why he can do this. Now, I know the quarterback market is different and everybody gets paid more at quarterback, but if I look at Dak within the quarterbacks of the NFL, you know, people talk about, is he top 10, top 12, 15, whatever. I don't look at it that way, okay? To me, you're elite, you know, if you raise the ability of everybody else. There are quarterbacks we talk about, Brady, Breeze, makes the wide, Aaron Rodgers, makes the wide receivers and the team around them better. Dak is not one of those quarterbacks, in my opinion, Joe. Dak is in the rough middle of the league with about 10 or 12 or 15 other guys where they can perform well, but they need the right scheme. They need an offensive line. They need the weapons around them. And that's not a disparaging against Dak. That's just being honest about Dak, that he's in that middle group of quarterbacks that can perform but needs the pieces around him. And that's not worth top five at the position money, in my opinion. Those guys who elevate others, the Andrew Luck, the Tom Brady's, the Patty Mahomes, those deserve that money. If he's getting paid above average for the quarterback market, Joe, I think he should take the money and run.
You know, I agree with you, but he's got, you know, if you're, he knows, like, all right, if it's not me, what do you got here, guys? Like, what are you going to do, Dallas? What is the move going to be? And I can tell you, Jerry, they've already made offers to Elliott, Prescott, and Cooper that would pay them, and they're
top
on record saying top five at each, but the needle hasn't moved on any of them. Like, none of them. Amari Cooper's already said, I'm willing to pay out the final year of my deal, and somebody is going, I'll just take the biggest payday at the end of the year, no matter what happens.
And that's fine, but he's going to play out this year.
Right, exactly. He's got to play out this year, but he's also, you know, he's saying, listen, you give me what I want, and I'll sign, but if you don't, I'll roll the dice, and I'll bet on me, which is his right. Zeke is just demanding either, to me, it sounds like, he wants to be past Todd Gurley. Like, he wants to be number one in the league. Todd, by the way, got $45 million guaranteed in his deal. Okay. Lev Bell got 39 and a half. So it seems like, yeah, top five is nice, but he wants to be number one. That all indications are saying, yeah, it's great, guys, but I'm better than Todd Gurley. I'm better than Le'Veon Bell. I'm more valuable. I want to be the highest paid, not Todd
and
Gurley.
I think Zeke can make that case.
Zeke can
make that case. Dak cannot.
Can't.
Okay,
no.
Dak is to be. I don't want to cheapen it, but Dak comes a dime a dozen in this league. Okay, you can get a Dak Prescott. All right?
Right.
So if he's like, what is Dallas going to do? If he's got to play out the end of his deal, and then, you know, there's always one or two quarterbacks out there that they can get or via trade. Like, that can happen. You can replace Dak. I don't think you can replace Zeke. And I'd say the same thing about Amari. Listen, Amari, if you got an opportunity to be five at the position in terms of pay, take it, brother man. Take it. Okay, yep. Like take your $17 million a year. Like, I don't know that you're going to be happy with what you get in the open market, but I do think Zeke has a case because he is, you know, top two, three backs in football. It's just a shame that he happens to play a position that is devalued by the league and for good reason. Okay, so that's where it's so interesting, because a mid-tier quarterback, which is what Dak is, should actually get paid more than an elite running back, which is what Zeke is. But when you put them all together on the same team's budget and negotiation, the Cowboys, it becomes very interesting, and it becomes the perfect storm that the Joneses are facing right now.
And you do not want to go into week one of an NFL season with not one, not two, but three disgruntled guys going, screw all y'all, we'll just play out our final year, that stuff, because then you got a lot of me I guys, and that stuff spreads like wildfire. And the best thing they could hope for is, yeah, to me, the order in which you got to get this thing done here, to me, which makes the most sense, is it's got to start with the quarterback and then work your way down as far as importance, because of as far as leverage goes, Dallas has the leverage against Zeke Elliott more than anybody else, because if Zeke doesn't report, he doesn't get any credit towards the contract anyway. So he's still always going to be 2 years away. So they have the leverage with Zach. I think Dak, if you get Dak Prescott, if you can get him to agree to a deal, I think then Amari will be. If I'm Amari, I'm not signing until I know who my quarterback is. So if until you get Dak Prescott, you're not going to sign Amari Cooper. So you could get two out of three, and then Zeke's got to have a, you know, come to Jesus meeting here and figure out how you want to play your cards. Because right now, he doesn't have the leverage. And in negotiations, especially against the Joneses, leverage is everything. And right now, he doesn't have any. It'll be nice that they're offering it him, but he's not really in where Le'Veon Bell was. Le'Veon Bell got a franchise tag, so that's a totally different ball game. He's still got 2 years left, and if he doesn't show up this year, next year he still has 2 years left on the contract. Exactly. So that's the problem. I think Dak goes, Amari goes, and then Zeke has got to come to the realization that either take the number two highest paid deal in the league, or I don't know what to tell him at this point.
It's those game checks.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's starting to get banged,
right?
$40,000. So, like, it's going to get expensive,
and,
man.
So in all this, every game, preseason game that passes by, you give guys like Pollard and Weber a chance to show them that they can be this year's James Conner. And if that gets shown, you lose some leverage, brother man.
Yeah. He could have done this next year and got them by the short ones, but he's a year too early in what he's doing. So,
I agree.
All right, so Make It Rain plays of the day. We'll cover it coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. And enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So did the John Madden curse strike Antonio Brown a year after he appeared on the cover of the EA Sports NFL game? Could it be? No, it can't be. Is it? Well, you never know, because you know conspiracy theorists are going to say this is what happens when you end up on the cover of EA. You either get hurt or you lose your mind, which is kind of exactly what's happening with Antonio Brown right now. Welcome in here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Interesting. I'm seeing this is trending now because it's been a while since we've heard this, right? With the whole Madden curse. I think there was a couple of years that went by and nothing crazy happened to guys. But there was a streak there for a while where guys would go down after appearing on the cover. But it was last year, and then now he's frostbitten. He doesn't like his helmet. It is a mess, to say the least, with him. But listen, good news is we still got 3 weeks of preseason left to go, right? Three games, plenty of time for the Cowboys to negotiate, get the deals done there. Time for the Raiders to be able to work this out and get him in camp. You know, all of this could be a moot point come the first week in the NFL regular season. But it does bear watching because of the ramifications and how things that generally snowball, that start in preseason and roll over into the regular season, it never ends well for those teams, Dane. So the sooner they can get a handle on this, the better off. And I think Cowboys, number one, they need to figure out the direction they're going here. I have confidence that something will get done, but let's be realistic. Because you've got Dak and Amari in camp, you know, this, you've got to make sure that this Zeke thing doesn't get out of control, because every time one of these backup kids, you know, the Pollards of the world, you know, the amount of pressure that's on those kids now, because they are going to be compared every time they touch the ball to Zeke. It can get crazy rather quickly, man.
Yeah. Like, on one side of the coin, let's look at these Dallas Cowboys. Remember, about 20 years ago, Joe, Emmitt Smith was holding out, right? Yes. And these Cowboys, he held out into the regular season. And the Cowboys sucked. They went 0-2 to start their season, okay? And the Cowboys were like, uh-oh, we need Emmitt back. They signed him, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. Put that at the far end of the continuum, right? Now, on the other side, put, say, the Steelers with Le'Veon Bell. When Le'Veon Bell was suspended once, D'Angelo Williams, next man up, stepped right in, performed real great. Last year, Lev Bell, there was no pressure on the Steelers to sign him, because why? They had their next man up, James Conner. If that's like the continuum, oh, snap, we got to get Emmitt back in, to, we don't need you, Lev Bell, we got this kid, James Conner. Think about where the Chargers fit in on that. Like, do they believe in Austin Eckler? I think right. they do, which helps them be like, don't worry about it, Melvin, take your time, right? I think it is an open question to see the Alfred Morris, the Pollards, the Webbers, right? Where on that continuum is this situation? Does Dallas feel like they need him? Oh, snap, like with Emmett? Or do one of these kids show up and be like, eh, we can ride with this? Yep. And the thing is, every practice, every game, every day that goes by, Zeke, you are merely giving these other kids an opportunity to show that they are James Conner and Austin Ekeler. That's all you're yep. doing. You're giving yep. them an opportunity to show that, which could lead the Cowboys to be like, you can chill in Cabo, Zeke. And I don't know why you open it up to that risk.
I like I said, he was a year away, and I can understand, well, you know, if he got hurt this year, yada, yada, yada. But the reality is next year, if he did this, he'd have them by the short ones. Like he'd have Jerry by the short ones. But because he's not there and because he's got 2 years left, it makes it not a guy that's got all the leverage, to say the least. And, you know, Jerry, it's all about leverage. You don't become a billionaire NFL owner and have the number one most valuable franchise in the world by not understanding what leverage does. So I think they'll get Dak. I think Amari will find Amari will fall right after that. And then it's up to Zeke, I think, to figure out how far he wants to take this. But we got week two. We got a bunch of games going on this week in the NFL. We'll start to see more of the starters on a lot of teams. You know, we'll see Big Ben. We'll see Matt Ryan. We'll start to see some guys that we have not seen. Jimmy Garoppolo, first time since the leg injury last year. So it's going to be a very interesting week in the NFL, to say the least. But we got baseball, guys, today. In fact, we've got some pretty big series all week long here that is worth keeping an eye on. And listen, the American League, the Central Division, Cleveland comes in, takes 3-4. Thank goodness for Odorizzi if you're a Minnesota Twins fan, because you didn't get you didn't lose all four. But now you're tied. You got Minnesota and Cleveland tied at the top there in the Central. Going to be a lot of fun to see what happens moving forward this week between these two teams. You've got the Cincinnati Reds, who, by the way, split their series with the Cubs. You know, here's a team also. They got this kid now. He's hitting bombs every 3 seconds. He replaces Puig, and they got better. Pitching staff has always been underrated. You know, who knows? Does Cincinnati have a, you know, 10 out of the next 11 in their system? If they do, they too are right in the conversation. And the Nationals, let's face it, you lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets. You won yesterday, but then even then you kept blowing leads in that game. So the Nationals find themselves, it's them and the Cardinals right now in the lead for the wild card. But by this time next week, Dane, it could be a whole host of other, we could still have the Brewers in there. The Giants, credit them. After going 4-9 in their list, they take 3 out of 4 from visiting Philadelphia. Philadelphia going the wrong way on this West Coast trip. Boy, are they going to be excited to get back home finally. And then, of course, the Red Sox are now a ridiculous amount of games out of the wild card, 7.5 games out of the wild card. Yeah. They take on Cleveland today, and that's going to be an interesting series. The Diamondbacks, too. You know, they won't go away. They're part of that whole mediocre crew in the NL. They're battling. I don't know that I learned or felt any better about any of these teams watching them over the weekend. I was impressed. The Mets win the series. You don't have to win every game, win the series. And this was their first real test over the last month, and they passed well. So now they've got to move forward. They've got to continue to do those things, win the games you're supposed to, and win the series when you're going up against the better competition. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, this NL wild card is going to be a battle down to the very end. Right now, the Washington Nationals are the number one wild card, okay? Right. And the Giants are 4 games back of them, okay? Mm-hmm. Joe, there's 7 teams in those 4 games. There's seven teams in those four games. The Nationals, the Cardinals are two, Brewers three, Mets four, Phillies five, Diamondbacks six, Giants seven. There are seven teams, Joe, within four games of each other competing for two spots. And it's absolutely crazy because, you know, I say the Cardinals is one of them. It's not like the Cubs are holding the NL Central with such a lead either. You know, like they're in that mix also. So you're right, Joe. Any one of them that gets on a run like the Mets, like the Giants before them can do that. And I mean that four games is important. Apply that now to the American League, Joe. All right. Yep. You got the Twins and Indians tied. The Rays are right there as the second wild card. Then you got the A's. And then it's six games back to the Red Sox. There's seven teams within four games in the National League, you know, and the Red Sox are 10 games back of the number one wild card in the American League. So another kind of takeaway for me, and this is a Yankees fan, so I take pride in this, right? But I think Boston's done, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is. And they're taking on Cleveland in Cleveland to start the week off here. And they just, you know, they lost a couple of games there to the lowly Anaheim Angels. Now they got to try to regroup and go on the road. Sale, by the way, will pitch tomorrow against Clevenger. We're looking forward to seeing that. But the Mets.
There's seven games back of the wild card, Joe. If you apply seven games back of the wild card in the National League, you include the Reds and the Padres even, you know? So, I mean, come
on.
And
the Mets are back at it tomorrow. They're off today, but tomorrow they're back at it. Atlanta Braves on the road. Wheeler against Fried. So there you go. You got a day off. You won two or three. Now you got to go into Atlanta and continue to take care of business. Interleague matchup between the Minnesota Twins and Milwaukee Brewers. Mm. Minnesota is on the road in that one. Very interesting. The Oakland A's, you mentioned them, taking on the Giants. A little subway, little battle of the Bay Area there is Oakland and the Giants. So you have a very interesting lineup earlier in the week. Cubs, Phillies tomorrow, too. As they get ready, Phillies will finally be home. Vargas taking on Quintana. And all the while, you even the teams that you think, oh, okay, they're going to be a... Well, Yankees, you can't lose two out of three or three. You know, you've got to beat Baltimore at home. And, oh, yeah, Tampa Bay, you pretty decent job on the road so far. And you're going to be in San Diego here. Like, you got to keep winning on the road, too. So all of these games for all of these teams, each one of them becoming more and more important as the season moves on here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to play. It's like a round robin kind of thing. If we're talking about, you know, seven more teams in the National League and four more teams, we're talking about a third of the damn league, right? So it's possible that they're going to play each other and it's going to settle each other out. Joe, two teams that are not in contention, I got to lean on today. I like Pittsburgh. I like the Pirates plus 130 on the road against the Anaheim Angels. They bring up Mitch Keller to make the start, Joe. And I know you're staring at his 10.5 ERA, but those were early in the season. He went back down. This is a 23-year-old, like, blue chip kid who's been dominant recently in AAA. They're bringing him up for a start against Jose Suarez and the Angels. Suarez has gotten jacked up in his last couple of times. I'm interested to see the kid Mitch Keller. He's on all sorts of top 10 prospect lists. He's going to get another chance. I think he's going to strike out some Angels tonight.
There's a few value plays that I think are definitely worth taking a look at. I think Cleveland getting money is going to be very interesting here tonight against them, Boston Red Sox. Now, Boston has not played well against teams with winning records here. They've lost eight out of their last 10, but they do hand the ball to their most consistent and best pitcher this year, and Eduardo Rodriguez taking on Zach Plesac. I like Cleveland at a plus number here tonight. And I wouldn't sleep on Cincinnati either on the road to Washington as Eric Fetty takes on DeSclafani. You know, the Reds quietly have won five of their last seven, and the run differential continues to grow for them. Pitching staff, very underrated. Now they got Bauer. I wouldn't sleep on the Cincinnati Reds, especially at minus 105 on the road tonight in a pick-em matchup against the Nationals, who, by the way, probably lost Juan Soto for a week.
We'll see. I mean, he's on my fantasy team, so I'm a little bit upset about that, and I need him for a push. You know what's interesting, Joe? I mean, the Reds are closer to the playoffs than the Red Sox right now. Okay.
Crazy.
So if you're going to consider them live with DeSclafani and Nationals, if that's a big game, then, you know, the Red Sox and the Indians are as well. Rodriguez, yep, as you've said before, is the best for Boston these days. So yeah, that's an interesting one. And listen, I like what I've seen out of Paxton the last two starts now. It's a huge number. But remember, the Yankees have their way with the Orioles these days.
Boston, 5-13 in their last 18 at Progressive Field. Give me Cleveland and the plus money here tonight to take care of business, riding off of that 3-4 win against the Minnesota Twins. All right, we'll be back mañana doing it all over again, 7 a.m. Morning After is next. Good luck tonight, guys.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Among all the games over the weekend, the team that stuck out to me the most was the Kansas City Chiefs, who I think, once again, they good luck. This team is already looks like they've, you know, they're ready for league three or four in the NFL. Mahomes looked amazing. Offensive line. They even, listen, I know Damian Williams, a lot of guys we've been saying, oh, it's going to be Damian Williams, but it might be running back by committee in Denver. This sixth round pick, this kid, Darwin Thompson, comes out of nowhere out of Utah State. And the dude is catching balls. He's going house. He's got speed. He can play in the passing game. He's only 185 pounds, but it's another weapon for Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and this offense of Kansas City. I was impressed with what I saw from the Kansas City Chiefs. not because they reminded me of what I watched with the Belichick Patriots, where very businesslike. They went out there, knew what they were going to execute. They executed it. They got the hell off the field. And, you know, all of a sudden now you're hearing names of like, where did this guy come? But again, quarterbacks make the receiver. Receivers don't make the quarterbacks. And Patrick Mahomes, guys, he's looking to pick up just where he left off last year. And that's throwing dimes, man. The kid is going to be pretty special with Andy Reid this year, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know about Patty Mahomes. He's the league MVP, for goodness sakes, right? You know, 5,050. He helped me win some fantasy championships last year. I mean, obviously, they're going to look impressive when he has to play the whole first half, right, almost. And in other games, you know, you got your starters playing a series, so it looks that way. But you're right. And as it relates to the Damian Williams things, listen, I said from the beginning, Joe, I told you that I'm not taking Damian Williams at that level. Why? Because at the RB1 level, I need a workhorse. And I've never seen Damian Williams be that. He had four good games in Kansas City, Joe. You know this in Miami. He was a backup to Kenyon Drake. You know this, Joe. He's a smaller guy. Can he withstand the pounding of a 16-game schedule? I think not. I thought the committee was always the answer where it was going to be. That's why I was getting shares of Carlos Hyde. But you talk about the other kid now, Derwin Thompson. Absolutely. And then don't also forget, they drafted at the kid out of Georgia, Joe, Mecole Hardman as well. And this kid coming into the league, his comps were Tyreek Hill. And people were thinking when Hill was going to get suspended that it was going to be Mecole Hardman that would kind of just plug in. But what he gives them is another speed guy.